KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny and breezy today, the high near 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A vehicle reported stolen from Red Oak Friday was recovered, but authorities still need your help in finding the person or persons responsible for the theft. The dark red Chevy Impala was stolen sometime between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. from the 220 block of Eastern Street in Red Oak, but later found abandoned. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office reports, weather permitting, a bridge deck replacement project on the U.S. 71 bridge over the Nishnabotna River, 1 mile south of Iowa Highway 144 in Audubon County, will require closing of the bridge to traffic beginning May 31st until sometime in mid-September. The motorists will be detoured at U.S. 71 and Interstate 80 using Iowa Highway 144 and 173. The DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in the work zones. And as with all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and of course, wear your seat belts. Police in Creston said Friday that a teen had received two citations following a hit-and-run accident that took place last Sunday morning. 16-year-old Tyrese Goodwin of Creston was cited for reckless driving, failure to hold a valid driver's license, and failure to show proof of insurance. The citations were the result of an investigation into an accident at the intersection of West Adams Street and Sumner Avenue in Creston. That collision happened around 9 a.m. Sunday as a car driven by 70-year-old Linda Huffman of Creston was waiting at a stoplight. An SUV driven by Goodwin was traveling north on Sumner Avenue and turning left onto Adams Street when the vehicle hit Huffman's 2005 Buick on the rear passenger door. Goodwin then fled the scene, but officers were able to locate him and the 2005 Chevy Trailblazer he was driving. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,500. Two students from Griswold had their egg recipes placed in the top five during the Iowa Egg Council's Incredibly Good Eggs recipe contest that was held May the 4th at Iowa State University in Ames. Nev Perdue took first place in the student division with her spring vegetable egg drop soup. Her recipe earned her top honors and a $500 cash prize. Tina Perdue placed fifth with her North African baked eggs with chickpeas and feta recipe. The top five winners in each category, adult and student, were judged by a panel of experts, with the recipes being scored on taste, appearance, originality, and use of eggs in their dish. You can go to iowaegg.org on the web for all the recipes created by the Purdue's and other contestants. The Connections Area Agency has announced the state of Iowa is continuing its Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. With that program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. If you have any questions about eligibility, you can check with your local senior center. Applications for the vouchers will be available at your local senior center the week of May 23rd. Your completed application guarantees you a booklet, but there is a limited number, so be sure and contact your local senior center if you're interested in the program. Once you have completed an application, you can return to your local senior center to pick up your vouchers on or after June the 14th. Applications for Council Bluffs residents will be available at the center located at 714 South Main Street on May 23rd as well. The distribution date for Council Bluffs vouchers will once again be held at the center on Tuesday, June 14th from 9 a.m. to noon. Again, your completed application guarantees you a booklet, so you may come at any time on June the 14th to the center in Council Bluffs to present your completed application and obtain your vouchers. Seniors aged 60 and older in all other communities in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties will receive their vouchers through their local senior center. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a woman accused of stealing more than $38,000 from a Sioux City law firm has pleaded not guilty. Court records say Kristen Hermelbrocht entered a written plea to the theft charge on Wednesday, and her trial is scheduled to begin July the 5th. Authorities say that between July of 2013 and November of 2015, Hermelbrocht stole the money by forging a partner's signature on the law firm's checks. She also was accused of using the firm's money to buy prepaid credit cards or debit cards. A nonprofit group is giving Sioux City more than $1 million to help complete the riverfront trail system along Interstate 29. The Sioux City Journal says that the $1.25 million grant from the Missouri River Historical Development will be formally presented at a ceremony at City Hall. The city's Parks and Recreation Director Matt Salvatore says the gift will be used to help fund the estimated $2.9 million extension of the riverfront trail at Chris Larson Park. The connection could be finished by the fall of 2017. Missouri River Historical Development is the state-licensed nonprofit for the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Sioux City. The grant will be the largest award the organization has handed out in its 22 years of distributing gaming revenues to governmental agencies or nonprofit organizations. State environmental regulators have delayed a decision about whether to refer Sioux City to the Iowa Attorney General for consideration of penalties for emitting improperly treated sewage with high levels of harmful bacteria into the Missouri River. The Iowa Environmental Protection Commission was scheduled to consider the referral at its meeting last Tuesday, but a spokesman says it's been postponed till June at the request of city officials. Sioux City could face heavy environmental penalties for discharging sewage between March of 2012 and June of 2015 in violation of state law and 12 federal permit regulations. In July of 2015, two plant supervisors admitted they had manipulated water test results to make it appear the city water had lower bacteria levels. The Attorney General has authority to levy much higher environmental penalties against serious violators. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, George William Clark, age 82, of Cypress, California, a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th in Cypress. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be today at 10 o'clock at the Waveland Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Gary D. Bald, age 71, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Bald will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Viola Speaker, age 105, of Manning, died May the 7th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial for Viola Speaker will be today at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ruth DeWitt Alexander, age 102, formerly of Griswold, died January 10th at the home of her daughter in Clifton, Virginia. Graveside services for Ruth Alexander will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Whipple Cemetery west of Griswold. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Rita Henningsen, age 74, of Oakland, died Friday at Clarkson Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Rita Henningsen will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Joseph Carlton Idy, age 61, of Oakland, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Joseph Idy will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. James Jim Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died last Saturday in an accident east of Anita. Funeral services for Jim Snyder will be held May 21st at the Adair Casey High School, beginning at 10 a.m. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. And Richard Charles Woolenhouse, age 63, of Lewis, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Services for Richard Woolenhouse are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.